Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The sad reality is, Sean, is that we don't have a government. And we know that it was bankrupted back in 1933. We know that we have phony fiat currency. We know that history has been subverted. We know our children are in school learning nothing but fabricated non-reality. And I tell people constantly, every agency, you can type this in for yourself, including the Bar Association, the British Accreditation Regency lawyers that are really writing the policies that are taking our country down. And this is all set up by Rothschild. Make no mistake.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Deb Tavares. And I assure you, this interview is extremely difficult to find. Given Google's censorship and the termination of my YouTube channel, I just re-listened to the entire thing. And it's so important to repost this because everything Deb says in this interview has come to pass. And there's facts in this interview that I've even forgotten, like Artemis, the small cell transmitters with the inverted uterus as the logo. Okay, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a real quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with mydigitalmoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com.
This is all set up by Rothschild. Make no mistake. This is not only USA Inc. This is Earth Inc. Everyone else is in the same dilemma. It is absolute organized crime to the hilt, and it is a massive genocide eugenics program using methods beyond our wildest imagination.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here with a breaking news update. I dropped everything. I'm working on a new video, but I dropped everything because I got a call from Deborah Tavares. I wanted to get her on right away to share some very important information. And it's funny how these things go. It's very serendipitous. I've been reporting on the sterilization agenda continuing with LED lighting, and fertility is under attack. This comes from our friend over at the FullertonInformer.com. Folks, let me just read you this. It's jaw-dropping. Apple 666 Artemis iPads, which he calls infertility pads, Project Inkwell, Connect ED, E-Rate, and Agenda 21, an expose with an all-star cast. Folks, listen to this. 2015 had the lowest U.S. fertility rate ever, down 600,000 births. And Artemis is one of these contraptions you're going to see on walls and telephone poles and all over the place with 5G and the rollout of 5G. And now this breaking news update. Deborah, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Sean, for helping me get this out. I also just want to alert everyone that's listening as well to go to stopthecrime.net, go to the top of the homepage, and take a look at population engineering and the fight against climate change. Again, population engineering and the fight against climate change. You will find the information about the infertility plans, the use of viruses, the use of geoengineering, which is, of course, weather weapons, and so much more. But what I have to share this evening is very diabolical, very upsetting, and it is a component of the smart cities that's rolling in on us and over us. We've heard, of course, about 5G with the smart cities. We've also heard that coming along with the 5G is going to be CV, which is computer vision, again, also with MR, mixed reality. We also know that we are going to have autonomous vehicles that operate with LIDAR or laser, and we're understanding that that pulses out at a million times a second and has a 360 view of all obstacles and then comes back to the onboard supercomputer. And we also then know that they're telling us that AI is going to be the brain of all of our cities. We know that Google is planning these future cities. But what I have to share right now is the breaking news. A major Japanese mobile carrier, NTT, has developed a base station for 5G technology that is buried in the ground to overcome a shortage of space. The waterproof antenna is placed into a 70-centimeter deep hole and then covered with reinforced plastic that still allows the radio waves to pass through. And they tell us that in accordance with guidelines set by the Communications Ministry, the intensity and direction of the radio waves will be adjusted to prevent them from affecting passerbyers. Now I'm going to stop right now and just add this. They're saying protect passerbyers. This will be adjusted. When they're telling us we want 5G, we want to stream faster downloads, and yet they're telling us that this will be directed so it will protect passerbyers. Now I continue. They tell us the new 5G wireless systems require more base stations than before, but the amount of available space on towers and building roofs is becoming increasingly limited. NTT Docomo plans to start putting the new base stations into practical use in March of 2019. The company's manager in charge of wireless access networks says they came up with the idea of burying the base stations while thinking of ways to overcome the space shortages. And he says that his company hopes that this technology will allow more people to enjoy stable wireless reception. Now, we know that this is all bioelectromagnetic weapons systems being fully deployed. A weapon system that operates at the speed of light, that can kill and torture and does, and enslaves, and there's no escape. There's nowhere where we'll be able to live, nowhere where we can hide, no safe place. I would recommend that everybody go and listen to this YouTube, Barry Trower, not only the one that we did, The Cooking of Humanity, but one entitled Barry Trower on 5G Microwave. There is no safe place, nowhere to go.
There are no safety checks at all carried out on 5G. There are no safety tests at all carried out on anything to do with 5G. It's not just the general public who don't really understand it. The scientists who have produced it have absolutely no idea of the mathematics of the waveform that it's going to produce or that it is producing. We know that it is in the, generally it's in the gigahertz range. Now I'll explain that. But 40 leading groups, or 40 leading groups of scientists in 40 countries, leading scientists in 40 countries have warned that the waveforms from 5G can be particularly harmful, not just to humans, but to all living species.
And we know that this is touchless torture. We know that there are no safety checks on any of this technology that's being carried out. And we know that the waveform or the gigahertz range and in the frequencies will absolutely decimate our bodies. And we also know that chronic diseases, immune systems will decline, and blood-brain barrier. In fact, on stopthecrying.net, at the top of the homepage, we have a symptoms list for microwave radiation frequencies. I would recommend everybody download this. Understand how you're going to be feeling. We are being rolled over now with a system we don't seem to be able to stop. This is a genocide program, and we know that there are many documents that tell us that the determination of the optimal and minimum amounts of life should be determined. And we see these documents. We know the Georgia Guidestones. This is all of this on steroids. This is a silent weapons system. Please download Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and understand war has been declared. This is a silent weapons system. And they tell us on page 4 of the Silent Weapons under security, it's patently impossible to discuss social engineering or the automation of society, the engineering of social automation systems, silent weapons, as a national or worldwide scale without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of human life, slavery, and genocide. Take a look at the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Hey friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which by the way has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Deborah, let me just jump in. I've got goosebumps here. I want to back you up here. This whole 5G rollout is eugenics. What they want to do is sterilize the population, young men, young women, and children. I got to go back to this Fullerton Informer article. I will post the link below this video. Let me just read this to you again. 2015 had lowest U.S. fertility rate ever, down 600,000 births. These devices, I'll show you a picture right here, have the logo for Artemis on them, which is an inverted birthing canal. It's the inverted ovaries and fallopian tubes, folks. This is hiding in plain sight. I'm going to continue. This is nothing more, he writes, than a mass sterilization depopulation project. Follow this article to the end and you will agree. These things are fanless and have heat sinks that look like they can dissipate heat from 1,000 watts of power. The question is, what are they going to do with 1,000 watts of power? Here's the law where these things are going to go in everywhere. And you better wake up to AB 2788. It allows for the placement of small cells in all public right-of-ways with no more local control. This is what Deborah's been talking about, folks. And here's the picture. And recall, too, that these iPads have been given to children in the schools. And where is the Wi-Fi antenna in these iPads? Look at this picture, folks, with this little boy and an iPad resting on his genitals, essentially, as he's being sterilized. And we know that the exposure to these levels of microwave radiation in rats are extremely harmful after just 15 days. Now imagine what this is doing to your kid in a school, 8 hours a day, 360 days a year. This is absolutely horrific, Deborah.
Well, actually, we're calling for everyone to pull their children out of school because here, of course, in California, vaccinations are required. We know that vaccinations with frequencies activate many of the dormant viruses that have been injected. And we know that this is all a binary kill machine. We also know, too, that by executive order on January 18th of 2018, presidential executive order on streamlining and expediting requests to locate broadband facilities all across rural America. You need to understand, they say, the president says, in order to promote better access to broadband internet service in rural America, it is hereby ordered as follows. Americans need access to reliable, affordable broadband internet service to succeed in today's information-driven global economy. Currently, too many American citizens and businesses still lack access to this basic tool of modern economic connectivity. This problem is particularly acute in rural America, and it hinders the ability of rural American communities to increase economic prosperity, attract new businesses, enhance job growth, extend the reach of affordable, high-quality health care, and enrich student learning with digital tools and facilitate access to the digital marketplace. It goes on to say that it shall therefore be the policy of the executive branch to use all tools to accelerate the deployment and adoption of affordable, reliable, modern, high-speed broadband connectivity in rural America, including rural homes, farms, small businesses, manufacturing and production sites, tribal communities, transportation systems, and healthcare and education facilities. Goes on to implement this policy and enable sustainable rural broadband infrastructure projects. Executive departments and agencies shall seek to reduce barriers to capital investment, remove obstacles to broadband services, and more efficiently employ government resources. Among other actions, the executive branch will continue its implementation of Section 6409 of the Middle Class Tax Relief and Job Creation Act of 2012, which is Public Law 112-96, which requires, among other things, that General Services Administration develop a common form and master contract for wireless facility sitings on buildings and other property owned by the federal government. These documents enable the federal government to process wireless facility siting requests more efficiently and will also provide additional predictability regarding the availability of locations for asset installation to installers of wireless broadband facilities. Now, everyone, you can read this entire executive order for yourselves. Again, it is entitled Presidential Executive Order on Streamlining and Expediting Requests to Locate Broadband Facilities in Rural America. This is nothing less than the Wild Lands Project, wiping people off of rural lands, pushing people into high-dense communities where the electronic incarceration will kill people. And this is a very urgent warning for everybody. And the only thing that we have been told that we can do is to literally turn off as much wireless connectivity as we all can. We know that in California, the California Department of Health back in December of 2017 issued an advisory against cell phones. This past weekend, I was seeing information about the facts about cell towers. Little by little, the truth is getting out. It's up to everybody that is listening to this to be part of that truth getting out far and wide. And Sean, I want to thank you. Please go to stopthecrime.net, subscribe to our YouTube, and also subscribe to Sean's channel as well, and help us get this most immediate information out far and wide. Thank you so much, Sean.
Yeah, Deborah, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for this important update. I'm not sure what we can do to stop this, Deborah. You got the Department of Defense involved. You got Apple involved, corporations involved, the wireless companies involved. The 5G rollout has been fast-tracked. It's a scary situation if we don't stop this. How do we stop it?
Well, sadly, we're in a country that's a corporation. We have actors in the White House. They do not function on our behalf. It's the same thing with local governments and county governments. I know that many activists go before local governments and city council meetings believing that their 3 minutes will activate a change. Oftentimes, a city government, such as what happened up here when we went by the droves to slow down the small antenna deployment here in Santa Rosa, California, where we had the horrific loss of homes during the October 2017 fires. Because of all the people that were there, they pulled back the deployment. Verizon pulled back the deployment of the small cell towers only because the city council said they needed to defer it back to their agencies. People looked at it as a victory. No, it's not a victory. It's like the smart meters. When we first divulged the deployment of the smart meters, they would ebb and flow with the smart meters, allowing people to think that there was the opportunity to stop it. There never was. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, we found a article off of one of the think tank organizations, how they would get around psychological opposition to the deployment of the smart meters. And they named California as a real problem and how they would deal with that. And so it's really important. The sad reality is, Sean, is that we don't have a government. And we know that it was bankrupted back in 1933. We know that we have phony fiat currency. We know that history has been subverted. We know our children are in school learning nothing but fabricated non-reality. And I tell people constantly, every agency, you can type this in for yourself, including the Bar Association, the British Accreditation Regency lawyers that are really writing the policies that are taking our country down. And this is all set up by Rothschild. Make no mistake. That's why reading Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars will tell you exactly what I am telling you now in that 41-page document. I can't underscore it enough. We just keep doing the same thing over and over again, thinking that we can change something that is on autopilot in every corporate agency across the United States. This is not only USA Inc., this is Earth Inc. Everyone else is in the same dilemma. It is absolute organized crime to the hilt, and it is a massive genocide eugenics program using methods beyond our wildest imagination, because we're good and decent people, and we do not want to believe that they're intentionally killing us off and jamming our cellular communications with frequencies. This truly is a silent weapon, and it is a quiet war.
Yeah, very well said. All right, friends. Well, we didn't know exactly how they would try to achieve the goals laid out in the Georgia Guidestones. We're starting to see that fuller picture come into view. So I will post this article from the FullertonInformer.com below this video. It's titled Apple 666. Folks, look no further than that new $5 billion headquarters that Apple built. It's a great big circle, and their landscaping tells the whole story. Apple 666, Artemis, and iPad infertility pads. I'll post the link below this video, and visit stopthecrime.net for all of Deborah's great information and publications.
And all of our documents, too. That's the most important thing. We lay everything that we say on top of documents that are there on stopthecrime.net. So, again, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Deborah, thank you so much for your time. And guys, thank you so much for sharing this information within your sphere of influence. I'm not sure what we can do to stop it, but an educated public is a much stronger public than a dumbed-down one. So thank you all for listening. And for real news 24/7, visit us at sgtreport.com. God bless.
All of this has demonic origins. So it is not about money. It is literally about power. Power that is granted, and what they believe in is the original lie. And that is that if you partake of the tree of knowledge, ye shall be as gods.